And it is great to be home. There is nothing like your church family. In spite of how wonderful things go when you're away, in this case in Albania, great trip. But it's always good to be home with your own church family. 7 years ago, Maryville asked Kevin and Allison Morrow to serve as missionaries in Albania. And we ended up putting them and having them go to Korça, Albania, where a missionary family was leaving and there was nothing there to follow up. And rather than see a church just totally die, we had them go there and they agreed to work for 5 years. And our concept of effective mission work is that while an American can help start a mission, it takes working relationship of an American, in this case an Albanian, to grow a work. And the objective is that there's never an American church there, but an Albanian church. And when the Albanian church is at a point that the American missionary can step away from it and leave a viable church, God, praise and glory to Him, that's accomplishing what needs to be accomplished. And they agreed to serve an additional 2 years, which gave us opportunity to locate Albert and Yona Seppi, who were with us recently, who are now handling the work in Korça. What a blessing Kevin and Allison have been for us as our hands, our feet, our voice in Albania. And the people in Albania are blessed to have had them there and to be a part of their lives. Kevin.
It's funny, I thought, okay, I'm not going to be nervous at all because it really doesn't matter how many people are there, but I'm really nervous right now, not because of a message that I'm going to be giving to you, but I'm nervous that you may not receive the message that I have. And I've been praying about that. It's a message that is vital for you as a congregation to understand and to embrace. We put a lot of time and work into Korça as a family, and coupled with you as a church family, there has been a lot of time and a lot of effort invested into the church there. Even before Allison and I arrived in 2007, there was a lot of time invested by Bill and Nancy Saltzman. And they started working there. You can count the time for the church two ways. You can either say that it started in 1994, or you can say that it started in 1995. Bill and Nancy started working in Korça in 95. That's where I start, because without someone there full-time to help the church, we can do short-term missions. It's good. I have nothing against them. I encourage people to do it. But when you have a short-term mission come in and plant a church with no one to lead that church when the short-term missionaries leave, the work really hasn't started. The ground has been opened up. Maybe some seeds have been planted, but the work hasn't started. So the church in Korça really started in 1995. So right now, we're at 19 years. Next year will be 20 years for the church in Korça. For 19 years, people have been praying for an Albanian national to preach there, have been praying for a leader for the church that's from Albania. Albert is there now. The message that I have for you today, and it's vital for you to understand this and to accept it. 19 years of prayer have to be guarded. 19 years of prayer have to be supported. You partnered with us. You put your trust in us to restart that church, to strengthen it, and to help it grow. Put that same trust in Albert and Yona right now. They aren't replacing us. We didn't replace Bill and Nancy. No one can ever replace a missionary on the field. It's just impossible. The connections that you make with people are different for every person. But Albert and Yona are perfect for the work that's there. A year ago, as we started preparing to leave Albania, I started praying for the church there and for individuals. And the prayer that I had was very similar to the prayer that Jesus has in the Gospel of John. In chapter 17, before he goes to the garden, before he's arrested, before he pleads for the cup to pass from his hand, he prays for himself to be glorified, to glorify God, and he prays for his disciples to understand, to be protected, and he prays for us. He prays for us to be protected. He prays for us to have unity, to have like-mindedness, and to glorify God in what we do. And that has been my prayer for over a year for the church in Korcha, because that prayer provides unity. And one of the hardest things that we have struggled with through the years in Korcha is with unity. So I'm asking each of you to pick up that prayer, to pray for unity in the church there, to pray for the leadership. If you want to, it would be amazing, include all the churches in Albania, but specifically Korcha, specifically for people to listen to and to follow Albert's guidance, because while he is young, he is wise beyond his years. So I've been praying that for them. What I've been reading and praying for you is maybe a little bit more difficult. Allison's sitting there. She doesn't even know about this. She knows what I've been doing for Korcha, but for the church here, Ephesians chapter 4 has been my focus. Now, I have no illusions that I'm anything like Paul, but this is what I've been focusing on for you. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father over all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men. What does he ascended mean except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. Ephesians 4:11. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up, until we all reach the unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Allison and I were able to go and work in Korcha. We were able to learn the language to some extent. I was able to evangelize in Albanian. Allison was able to teach Bible studies and ladies' classes in Albanian. Other than Artan and Ramira, I don't think there's really anybody who speaks Albanian well in this congregation. Some of you understand a good amount of it when you're in the country. But as far as evangelizing, as far as preaching and teaching, in the language, there's really two members of the congregation who can do that. But this congregation can still have a huge impact on the church in Albania, on the evangelization of the people of Albania. The church around the world, and this is such an amazing thing, and you see it when you have visitors come, even in a congregation the size of Merville, when you have someone from outside come to visit, there's a change in your dynamic. People are excited to see them. People are happy that maybe if they've been there before, they're happy that they've come back. If they haven't been there, they're excited to hear their story. But in a small church, and we've all visited them or all been part of them, think about what it's like to be in a church of 15 to 50 people. The encouragement that that church receives from a visitor, the encouragement that that church receives from someone coming in and seeing there are other Christians. The church in Korcha is now, with the new roads that we have, about 3.5 hours away from the church in Tirana. We're approximately 2 hours away, give or take, from the church in Elbasan, which is the closest church to us, distance-wise. 2 hours. And a day's wages or better if you travel by the fastest means of transportation in the country. So someone would have to work a full day to make the trip down. Not down and back necessarily, but down. Who can do that? Could you give up a day's wages just to go to Nashville to worship with another congregation? It's hard. We're separated from the rest of the country. We're separated from the rest of the world. What you can do for that church is pray for them, that they will know and understand that they're not alone. And you, individually, can either go on summer missions or you can help other people to do that. If there aren't people that are willing to help send, the people that are able and willing to go can't do it. If it wasn't for the church in Merville and the church in Killen and several other small congregations, it would have been impossible for Allison and I to go to Albania and do what we did. We are one body. The church in Korcha has already worshiped today. In fact, they've had in about 2 hours, unless they've changed their worship time for the evening, in about 2 hours they'll be having their second worship service. We're going to do the same thing that they did several hours ago. We're going to do the same thing that our brothers and sisters in India, in Australia, and Japan, in Papua New Guinea, we're going to share in the same worship that they've had. None of us is alone, no matter where we are. Your job as a congregation is to hold up that church in Korcha and make sure that through your prayers they know that they're not alone. Continuing in Ephesians chapter 4, going on to verse 14. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into Him who is the head, that is Christ. From Him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love, and each part does its work. Each one of us has something that we can do and we have to do for our own congregations where we worship, for the body of Christ as a whole. And sometimes it's something that comes easily and you can see, this is my gift, this is what I can give to the church And sometimes it takes us a long time to find what it is that we can give. I want you to, along with the prayer for unity, along with the prayer for them to not feel alone in Albania or in the world, I want you to also pray that each one of those Christians that are there, and they're baby Christians, the oldest Christian that is consistently worshiping with the church spiritually is about 6.5 years old. They need to find their gifts. They need to find how they can serve. And here in America, I'm going to sound a little bit like an Albanian when I say this, but here in America, that's easy. In America, you don't have to worry about food. You don't have to worry about shelter. You don't have to worry about how I'm going to get somewhere. In Korcha, about 70% of the women that are working as seamstresses work without pay. They go to work every day hoping that they're going to get paid about $6 for that 8 to 10 hours that they're there reaching their quota. And almost every day, they go home with nothing. But they keep going on the hope that the next day, they'll get the pay for the back work that they have and that day. We have unemployment in this country. We have problems. Life is not easy. I'm not trying to say that it is. But even when life is hard for us, we have to remember and look around us and see that even with the difficulties that we're facing, we have so much more than so many other people in this world. It's a lesson that I tried to teach the Albanians that I was working with too, because even when they are without, they have more than other people. Well, when you're comfortable, it's easier to see gifts. It's easier to have time to study more. It's easier to not worry about things. So for you, the continued prayer of people to have calm spirits, people to have a spirit that allows them to search out what it is that they can do for their local church, for that church there in Korcha, to encourage it, how they can be an encourager, how they can help it grow, what their role is for that church. Because these baby Christians need to figure out what they're supposed to do to serve God. They love Him. They want to see other people know Him, but sometimes they don't know exactly how to do that. We prepared them as much as we could while we were there physically, but that's only part of the job. If it wasn't only part of the job, Paul wouldn't continually say in his letters to the churches and people, I remember you in prayer. Every time I pray, I remember you. I thank my God for you. If Paul wasn't praying for them to grow spiritually, he wouldn't be remembering them all the time. He wouldn't be thinking about them all the time. So that prayer for a missionary and for a sending congregation is essential. It's not easy. We have a lot of things on our plate. Right now, I'm in the process of completing a job application, and I thought when we got to York, I was going to have maybe a month where I was going to start applying for jobs and trying to find something that worked for me. It looks like I could potentially start work 2 weeks from tomorrow. I thought we had time to set up the house, do everything. All that time could be gone. But it still needs to happen. Physical things still have to happen, even if we don't have time. Spiritual things still have to happen, even if we don't have time for it. We have to find a way to make the time, especially for the spiritual. We're good at finding time for physical things, especially if it's something that we want to do. We'll make the time. We'll move things around. But what about our spiritual lives? Are we doing the same thing? Pray for those baby Christians. Pray for Albert and Yona to have wisdom to guide them as they find their spiritual gifts. 4:17, so I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more. You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Verse 25 of chapter 4. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building up others according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Now, I don't think that what I've been reading, what I've been praying about for this church has that chapter of Ephesians reflects you. But it reflects what I want you to think about for the church in Korcha. The problems that they come from, the things that they're trying to escape. I beg of you to think of them not as a group of Christians that's 5,000 plus miles away, but think of them as your brothers and sisters who are a part of this congregation, because their church would not exist. Their group would not exist without this body here. Don't abandon them. We're no longer there, but Albert and Yona are. The people who learned from us, who heard from us, who came to know Christ because you sent us, are still there. Hold them in your prayers. Hold them in your thoughts. Continue to, if you go on short-term missions, continue to plan to go and visit them. Continue to pray for those who are doing it and continue to help those who go. Albert and Yona need a lot of support. Emotionally, spiritually, financially, they need your help. Now, that's what I'm asking you to do. I'm asking you to pray for that church in ways that maybe you've never thought of, ways that you maybe never thought were necessary. Why am I asking you to do that? Okay. This isn't really a Bible lesson. This is about people's hearts. My family was created in Albania. Allison and I went as a couple with no children. We'd been married for 7 years. Michael was born in 2009, 2 years after we went to Albania. He was born here in the U.S. He turned 5 in July of this year. He spent 6 months of his life in America. 2 of those months were from birth to age 2 months. Completely forget about those. Every other time he's been here, One time we were here at Thanksgiving. Every other month that he's been here has been December to January. He's seen Christmas and New Year in America. He knows America as the place that you come to get gifts and presents. He knows America is the place where everybody that's in your family that's important to you is with you every minute of the day. Where grandma and grandpa don't have to go to work, where your cousins come over to play all the time. Last week, we were with the church in Killen, Alabama. And they love us just as much as you guys do. And Michael knows just as many people in that congregation as he knows here. But just as we started with the communion service, I had to take him out of worship because he was having a complete breakdown. He was fussing, he was kicking, he was crying. I couldn't do anything to get him to calm down. He was upset over a toy car that he'd been playing with that he gave to Abby that he wanted back. He was upset because Abby was using an iPad and he hadn't had a chance to use it. And he was just so emotionally in turmoil and I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't do anything to get his attention off of those things. And I took him out. And it was his first pray for me moment. It really was, because I tried to shush him. I said, you've got to calm down. It's communion. You need to let people concentrate and work. I'm carrying him out and he's squirming everywhere and fussing and crying out and grabbing at people that he knows, trying to hold on to him. And I got him out in the hallway and back down toward their classrooms. And I stood him up and I got down on his level and I started talking with him. And he said, Dad, I want to go back to Korcha. That's where my family is. This church is so big. How can anybody know me? And that's exactly how the Christians in Korcha feel. This world is so big. How can anybody know me? We were blessed with, how do you say blessed? We were blessed with the death of his sister before we went to Korcha. Mira, who was the translator and English teacher for Bill and Nancy, was electrocuted about 5 months before we moved over there. We'd planned to work with her. She was going to be our translator, our Albanian teacher, and she was gone. Made absolutely no sense to us at all. What is your plan, God? Where is this leading us? How is this going to help the work in Korcha? When we got to Korcha, we met Mira's mom. And from the second Sunday that we were in Albania, every Sunday after church, after we worshiped, we went to her apartment. Allison shared my message that I'd given that morning. We had lunch, and we spent about 2 to 3 hours talking and sharing. Of the time that we have spent for the past 7 years in Albania, I think we've probably missed 5 Sundays with Rosa. She's a Christian now. She wasn't before Mira's death. There's no way that we'd have had the connection that we had with her. And there's probably very little hope that she would have been a Christian without the loss of her daughter. She needs your prayers. Because Michael and Abigail and William were like grandkids to her. She needs your prayers because Allison and I were, even though we're older in the faith, like children to her. We were a spiritual encouragement to her. We were her family that she had. She has Albert and Yona now. But her relationship with them isn't the same as it is with us. She hasn't had the time to build it. She needs your prayers. Diana Juleku, who is like an aunt for Abigail and Michael and William, needs your prayers. Her mom was just baptized this summer. Her mom is turning 75 this year. And she was baptized this summer. Diana gave so much to our kids. And she's one of those ladies that works as a seamstress, who's normally either out of work or not getting paid. And she would give out of her savings, out of, I don't know where it comes from, to do things for the kids. Her nieces and her nephews live in Hungary. She gets to see them maybe once, maybe twice a year. And now, her nieces and nephews that lived in Korcha are gone. Her sister and her brother are gone. I'm not trying to say that we're so important, but just think about, in your spiritual family, people that are close to you, people that are important to you, and then just take them out. Not that they died, but they're not there with you anymore. They're living somewhere else. You can talk with them on Skype. You can talk with them on the phone. You can send emails. But for Albanians to come here to visit is almost impossible. It's really hard. And for us to go back and forth, it's just not cost effective. So there's that barrier. There's that gap between this spiritual family. This church can stand in that gap. You as individuals can stand there and pray to God for that gap. It's not going to shrink, but for it to be bridged by other people, by other members of the church in Korcha, who can fill that hole, for them to grow closer to God and Jesus to fill that hole. Albert and Yona are amazing. I said it yesterday. If I was going to write down and design someone to come in and do the work of being an evangelist and minister in Korcha, I couldn't do better than what Albert is. But he still has room where he needs to grow. He still has things that he needs to learn. He's young. Your prayers can help him do that. I've, in my opinion, erroneously been thought of for a long time as someone who is really strong in prayer. I'm asking each of you to search inside of yourselves. And if you aren't already, find the ability to be what other people think of as a prayer warrior. Someone who, when they know that there's something that needs to be prayed about, grabs onto it and doesn't let go of it until you get an answer from God. Whatever his answer is, grab onto that thing and don't let go of it. Pray until you get that answer. Do that, and people are going to start seeing you as someone that they can go to with their problems. That's not just going to strengthen the church in Korcha. That's going to strengthen the church here in Maryville as well. It's going to deepen the connections that you have spiritually with your brothers and sisters here. So really, I'm asking you to do all this praying for the church in Korcha. But in reality, if you do it, if you take hold of what I'm asking you to do, you're going to be making your spiritual family here that much better too. You're going to improve your connection with other churches. When we were looking for an English teacher, we had Mira. She was amazing. She wasn't able to work with us. God said that her time was done. We hired a young lady who was worshiping with the church, who was considering baptism. Roger did, actually, Roger Michael. And she worked with us for a time, Cosetta Maliku. And when Allison and I got there, she said, I retook my university exams. She'd spent a year doing university in Korcha for English. I retook my university exams. I got in for medicine in Toronto. For someone who's a Christian already, who's been baptized, often that's the kiss of death for their walk with God. For someone who's considering baptism, going into medicine in Albania is a sign that wherever they are, that's probably as far as they're going to get unless they make choices after they become a doctor. She's a wonderful, loving girl. I keep praying for her. But she went to medicine. She's doing her residency now outside of Albania. I have no idea if she'll ever even return to Albania. After Cosetta, we hired another girl from Pogradec who is a member of the church. We worked with her for a few months, and she decided that what we wanted and what she wanted didn't go together, and we needed to find somebody else. And we hired Ava Bala. And when we interviewed Ava, she said, okay, I'm going to teach English. I don't have to do anything about the Bible, right? And Allison and I, on the encouragement of our Albanian teacher, who had taught Ava in university, said, no, you don't have to teach Bible. We want you to teach English classes so that the students that you're teaching have enough knowledge of English to be able to study with an American that can't speak Albanian. That's all we want you to do. Ava's now a baptized member of the church. She teaches from the Bible in her beginning classes. And actually, this fall, we're starting to transition her more into teaching one-on-one in small groups for using WEI and other materials so that she can have more of an impact on directly with people's lives. She's not the easiest person in the world to deal with. None of us are, but she has a heart for God, and she has a desire to serve. She needs your prayers too. She needs those prayers for unity, those prayers for an understanding of what her gifts are and how she can use them. She needs those prayers to know that she's not alone in the world. So, if you take anything away from this, if you take anything away from the rambling that I've had this morning, take away that you can be a difference maker. Right here in Maryville, Tennessee, your prayers can change the life of someone in Albania. The time that you take to write a note, the time that you take to send a short email of encouragement, of understanding, of just asking what their life is like, is huge. Take away that you can be a difference maker. You can be the person that helps somebody turn a corner. Help somebody who is at a point in their faith that they're not sure what to do next and they're not sure that they can keep going. Help somebody who in their ministry is at that point where they're thinking, there are just so many voices screaming at me to do this or to do that, or my way is better, that they in their ministry just don't know what way to go. You can be the difference maker that helps them to see and to hear God's voice clearly. Make that choice. Be that difference maker for them. Bridge the gap for our family and our church family in Korcha, physically and through prayers. Don't let them feel alone and lost. You put your faith in us. You put your trust in us to represent you and to represent Christ. Personally, I think we did a pretty good job. Now, we're putting our trust and our faith in you. Because Michael isn't the only one that has in his heart what he expressed last Sunday. Abby's only 3. She won't remember any of this. Yeah, she will. Allison and I definitely will. Please, don't let us down. We put our faith in you. We put our trust in you as a congregation to hold the church in Korcha up, to pray for them, to encourage them, and to support the leadership that you have put there. You've put your trust in the right person. Albert is the right one for the job. Let him know that you believe that. Let him know that this church stands behind him 100%. And let him know that his decisions have value for you and that you trust in him. Thank you so much for the gift that you've given to us, for allowing us to serve you in Albania, for partnering with us, and for praying for us, as I know that you have. May you be blessed, and may our time together of worship be something that draws us together as a spiritual family and that helps us to bond in the ways that family should. I thank you, and I'd be very happy to speak with any of you that have questions about church members or about the church in Korcha, about the work that we've done, about what you can do to help that work in Korcha or the rest of Albania to grow. Come and find me. Come and find Allison. We can talk until you don't want us to talk anymore about it. But thank you for giving me this time this morning, and I truly appreciate the time and the love that we have from you.